أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن. This is Surah Ar-Rahman, and it is known as the bride of the Quran Sharif. Just like a bride is beautified and made the most beautiful on the day of her wedding, her great beauty of that day, like that this Quran, this Surah is the beauty or the bride of the Quran, the great beauty of the Quran Sharif. Allah said, when this is one Surah also that was revealed as a whole at one time in Medina Sharif. When it was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it to the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. After that, he said, I recited this to the jinn also. And when I recited to the jinn, wherever the ayat came from, بِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they said, لَا بِأَيِّ نَعْمَةٍ يَا رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُكَ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Some words to that effect, that none of the ni'mats of yours, O our Allah, do we deny. So then, ulama have written, when we do our individual reading, after every ayat, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, we should say those words that we do not deny any of your ni'mats, of your favors. The beginning of the surah explains the great qudr, the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and which in them hold the great qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as well. And then Allah explains the conditions of Jannat and Jahannam later in the surah. So Allah says, Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, the most kind. Now, our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, the connection between Ar-Rahman and Allam al-Qur'an, that Allah has taught the Qur'an Sharif, that there must be the quality of mercy and kindness in the teaching of the Qur'an Sharif. That is, hitting the children and making them hate, in fact, the Qur'an or the Ustad or the Madrasa, that should not be the case. But Qur'an Sharif should be taught with great love. And another explanation is that because Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, He is Rahman, therefore He has taught His greatest gift, the Qur'an Sharif. The greatest gift Allah has given to mankind is the Qur'an Sharif. This is the greatest gift and the greatest qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has given the Qur'an Sharif. And as it will be explained in front, that this Qur'an Sharif is the means by which a person can navigate and bring balance in his life, bring justice in his life. So Allah Ta'ala has taught the Qur'an Sharif. In the previous surah, in Surah Al-Najm, Allah Ta'ala explained that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Qur'an Sharif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was directly, but indirectly the Qur'an has been given by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has taught the Qur'an Sharif. So this is the greatest ni'mah, and this is what a person should strive to acquire. Alhamdulillah, we have got our makatib where Qur'an Sharif is taught, then we have got our hifz classes, then we have got our Darul Ulooms where the tafsir of the Qur'an Sharif is taught. But we as individuals also, we should learn to read Qur'an Sharif. If we haven't, and if we have and we have forgotten, we should learn it again, and we should recite on a regular basis, and we should realize that the greatest gift that Allah has given us is the Qur'an Sharif, and it isn't only to be recited, but it is to be implemented in our lives as well. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ بَنَايَا عَدْمِ. Allah is the one, what a great ni'mat of Allah that He created insan, human being. And this every human being himself can think for himself, as in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you see within yourself and you will see Allah Ta'ala, His Qudrat, His great favors. The Qur'an Sharif is beyond man cannot comprehend the human being. Because, for example, if we just look at the eye and the millions of things which are connected with the eye, if we just think of the heart, and the million things of that are connected with the heart, the liver, the skin, the nails, every part of the body. If just one part there is a problem, the whole body, we know that what we go through. And Allah hasn't made one human being, according to World Health Organization, 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. Allah is making 500,000 eyes and supplying daily. The parents can never claim that they have made their baby. The eyes, the father hasn't got control over his own eyes. Where will he have control over the eyes of the children? So all this is the great qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every part of the human being. And then not only that, one other great aspect in this human being which Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ پھر سِكْلَايَا اُسْكُ بَاتْ كَرْنَا. It is only Allah who taught man to speak. We speak freely all the time. And in fact, if we are to be charged for our speaking at telecom rates or at any cell phone rates, then our speaking will become very less. But because Allah does not charge us, then we don't think of what a great ni'mat this is. And the speech, the main speech, why Allah has taught us, is to learn to read Quran Sharif and to read and to be reciting Quran Sharif. That is why Allah has taught us. And when we have learned, then we teach it to others. Whether it is at just reading, looking inside and reading, which all parents can do, teach their children also. Or whether it is further hifz of the Quran or the tafsir of the Quran, that it be taught. And we know that parents, when they expect their children by the age of 9 months or so, whatever, that the child must start talking, and if the child is not talking, they get very worried that what is happening, why is the child not talking. There is also another very great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, speech which Allah has given mankind. And we will be taken to task, and every letter that we utter is being recorded, and we will be asked about it on the day of Qiyamah. So these are a few of the great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has mentioned here, and all these are in this beautiful surah which explains the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and His great favors upon mankind. May Allah make it that we learn to appreciate all these favors of Allah Ta'ala and appreciate His great qudrat and believe fully in Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.